As Steve Walshy as I can get.
Hello, GWA Backstage. This is your over-analytical song renter, Tark, here. I butchered that version of God is a Woman at the beginning because I messed up the lyrics. Yay! Because I was trying to make it as vocally Steve Walshy as I can. Yeah, too much Kansas. No more Kansas for you, Tark. Yeah, anyway, so I figured that To do something a little different, I would, you know, as other people say, get with the times. And for this installment of Tark's song rants, I have chosen to do God is a Woman by Ariana Grande. Yeah, I know, it's it's a huge step because I'm doing a song that has been just released about 5-6 days ago, maybe even more than that. I don't know. I don't know if I just got here in time or is the hype of it's died down a bit. I don't know. I really don't. So anyway, yes, God is a Woman. Oh, that's, I don't know. Me, typically would. I would typically think, oh god, it's another one of those songs again. One of those really trappy songs that I do not care for at all because I am a classic rock person. I'm a progressive rock person. I'm a R&B soul person, but I guess, I don't know, for some reason, that song has opened a door for me. I don't know. I don't know. It's kind of opened my mind a little bit. Because, yeah, we all know Ariana can sing, right? We all know she can sing her little heart out like nobody else's business. Okay? Okay. But, no, I don't know what's gotten me to like that song for some reason. I mean, apart from the vocals, because you know how I am a crazy nut for really crazy good vocals. I am. Really so. But no, that's aside from that. I mean, yeah, the song is a little bit trappy. You know, it's just like it's got one of those, yeah, and whoop things in there, but you know, I mean, aside from that, I still cannot put my finger on what made me so open to that song. I don't know, maybe because I think the lyrics have something to do with it, because you know how I've said that recently, the lyrics in a lot of pop songs have been so dumbed down a little bit and so over-sexualized. Well, not so much over-sexualized, but, you know, a little bit, I mean, too simplistic. Too simplistic, but I think this song is an exception, I think. And I'm still trying to find a reason why I took a liking to that song other than, I mean, another reason other than the vocals, of course, but we'll get to that later on in the bit. But no, I was very curious at how, because everybody was talking about this new album by Ariana Grande called Sweetener. And everybody is going on and on and on about it, and people are saying, oh, this is gonna be so good. I mean, there were two songs I've heard from that album so far. It was I can't do it. I can't speak. Okay. No Tears Left to Cry and The Light Is Coming. Which I think The Light Is Coming is a little not her best, I don't think. Because basically it's just her saying, "The light is coming to take back everything the darkness stole." I mean, that's basically all she's saying, and she's barely even singing in that one. She's not using her phenomenal range for that song. But however, in this one, I don't know, she amazed me in that song, man. I mean, there's other songs that she but I think this may be her best song to date, I think. Well, that's really, really different from that's really different coming from a progressive rock fan. Talking about a pop song that could be I know, it makes me laugh because it's just like, I mean, it may seem that I'm a little bit closed off from other genres of music. Like, I couldn't even stand listening to trap music. I can't stand listening to mumble rap. Because I don't like understand. I don't like not understanding what they're saying. I mean, just mumbling. I don't know. No, that's not. Nope. But now that I've listened to the song, well, speaking of pronunciation, well, I know that at the very start of her musical career, Ariana Grande, ever since, I liked her music ever since The Way. Yeah, and but there was one thing that really, 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 really bothered me was her pronunciation and how you can't even understand the words she's saying. Of course, she's such a good vocalist, a very talented one, and yet you can't understand the words she's saying because she's mumbling half, she's jumbling her words together. And I no, but then too, I've been guilty of doing that many times too, so my hands have not been completely washed of that. No, so I can't say that, can I? No. But no, it's gotten but now it's gotten to where you can absolutely understand what she's saying. She's gotten really better. She's gotten much better with her pronunciation, where you can understand her clearly, but she's never lost that touch in her voice because, of course, she's Ariana Grande. But I think that's something beyond her just being Ariana Grande. I mean, it's just she's one of those very few mainstream artists that I really, really dig. I do. I mean, a mainstream artist from today. I mean, aside from Lady Gaga, let's see. Oh God, that's it. Lady Gaga, because I know she could sing her ass off like nobody's business either. She could sing so good. Lady Gaga, she don't need all that auto-tune junk. Come on now. Come on. Anyway, yes, so it sounds like I'm speaking critical of the use of auto-tune. I'm very sorry about that. But in the same breath, no, I am not sorry, because auto-tune, you don't need that. Just sing. It doesn't matter if you can sing or not. Just sing. Okay? Just sing. Anyway. So Ariana Grande, her new song, God is a Woman. Like I said, I think it's her best song to date. So far. Now, I thought this song would be like a very empowering kind of, I mean, before listening to it, I thought it would be like a very empowering, girl power song. Well, in a way it is. It is. But then it's just like this song falls under the trope of badass boast. Because this said this song is basically saying, once you're in bed with me, you're gonna see God, and you'll believe God is a woman. So yeah, it's basically saying that I can rock. This is a song basically saying, once you've been laid by me, you'll have your world rocked. Yeah, you would. And so, if you don't believe me, let me give you a dramatic reading of the lyrics, because I mean, you know how I've said that nowadays lyrics has been so oversimplified, they've been really too simplistic. Well, that's the same thing, but anyway, yeah. So, we ain't gonna mention my intro of me butchering the lyrics. So it's saying, okay, here goes the lyrics. You love it how I move you. You love it how I touch you, my one. It's not any pet names or no. My darling, my baby, my sweetie, my sweetheart. No, my one. When all is said and done, you'll believe God is a woman. Pretty self-explanatory. Just like I explained a little few minutes back. And I feel it after midnight. A feeling that you can't fight. My one, it lingers when we're done. You'll believe God as a woman. So I take it the afterglow is gonna be strong after all is said and done. Okay. Alright, first verse. I can't believe I said it like that. First verse! Woo! I don't wanna waste no time, yeah. You ain't got a one-track mind, yeah. Have it any way you like, yeah. And I can tell you, hold on. Oh, that's a tongue twister right there. And I can tell that you know I know how I want it. And I can tell that you know how I want it. Yeah, there it goes. It's better when you sing it. Because if you try to speak it, you're going to get your tongue twisted in all sorts of directions. And I can tell you that you know. It ends up sounding like that. You know what? And you get completely confused. Okay. Ain't nobody else can relate. Boy, I like that you ain't afraid. Baby, lay me down and let's pray. I'm telling you the way I like it, how I want it. Oh, no, I like that line. Baby, lay me down and let's pray. Now, that could be a good idea for a GWA post. Not who Rose thinks. If you're listening to this, I hope you make another Father Todd audio based on that. Baby, lay me down and let's pray. Hey, that could be a good title for a GWA post. But anyway, yeah. I'm telling you the way I like it, how I want it. Oh, I already said that. Yeah. I don't know why, but you know how I don't really like trap music all that much, but somehow it's just like, yeah, those yeahs. I don't know why. They spell it like yeah, but they don't say yeah. I know how to say it, yeah. Y-U-H, yeah. Don't they usually say it like that in trap music? Yes, they do, yeah. And I think I hear some whoop things in there, whoop, or something. I don't know how they do it. Don't mind me. I listen to too much rock music to even know how trap music. I just know, like, yeah. And then here goes the bridge. Yeah. And that could be all the things you told me not to be. Yeah. When you try to cover me, I keep on flourishing. Yeah. And he see the universe when I'm in company. It's all in me. Which is a callback. It's all in me. A callback to Chaka Khan's I'm Every Woman. So I guess this is I'm Every Woman 2018. It's like a reworking of I'm Every Woman, but it's a completely different song with the same theme. Isn't it? Yeah, almost the same theme. But it's just like, yeah. I mean, I'm Every Woman doesn't really it just says, and when it comes to some good old-fashioned love, that's what I got. That's I'm Every Woman, not God is a Woman, but, you know. But yeah, God is a Woman is somewhat similar to what I'm Every Woman was, lyric-wise, but I'm Every Woman is not as sexual as God is a Woman. But, you know, God is a Woman is not only a little bit sexual, it's also spiritual, too. It not only has to deal with sexuality, it has to deal with spirituality as well. And the power of girl power. Yeah. So, that's basically what she's saying. I could be all the things you told me not to be. It's like, I'm gonna be anything I want to be, despite what you say. And when you try to come for me, I keep on flourishing. I mean, you try to criticize me, you try to put me down, I'm not gonna stop growing. I'm like a flower. I keep on flourishing. That's what it is. And he's to the universe when I'm in company. I think when they have sex, she fucks her so good that he sees the universe and all the galaxies, maybe? That's probably it. And it's all in me. Anything you want done, baby, I do it naturally. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, no, we're not doing I'm Every Woman. We're doing God is a Woman. What the? Tark! Focus, please. Focus on me. Focus on me. Woo! No, that's not. That's a completely different song. Tarkus, stop. Okay. And we're back at the chorus. And you know all the hubba hubba blah 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 blah. Yeah. Blah 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 blah. You love it how I touch you, blah 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 blah. Alright. Second verse. I tell you all the things you should know. So baby, take my hand, save your soul. We can make it last, take it slow. Wow, I read it very aggressive. That last word, And I can tell that you know I know how I want it. Yeah. Oh, that's that. Yeah. Or is it yeah? Oh, God, I can't sing. Alright, that you differ from the rest, and boy, if you confess, you might get blessed. See if you deserve what comes next. I'm telling you the way I like it, how I want it. Oh, here comes the yas. Yeah. And the bridge. And that can be all the things that you told but that the... This is why I do not sing any trap rap songs. At all, because the rap verses, not on top of not understanding what they're saying, they're tongue twisters. And you can't even, because the rhythm and the beat on it, it goes like, it's a never-ending spiral. Yeah. I don't know. That's just me. And it's the repeat of the chorus and the refrain and the yeah. Okay, so since we discussed the lyrics, okay, like I said, I think I've already explained the lyrics one point or another, but I may be running the risk of repeating myself, but here it goes. So, not only is it sexually talking about, it's spiritually, like, but people are just saying, well, it's nothing more than just a boast that, I mean, I'm gonna rock you. This is her saying, I'm going to rock your world in bed, and you're going to think that you've seen God. And God is a woman. Basically it. But, you know, it's just like, I like the line, I mean, and I could be all the things you told me not to be when you try to come for me, I keep on flourishing. So, regardless of criticism, regardless of being put down, the goal is just to keep on keep on keeping on, I guess, and keep on flourishing, keep on getting better, keep on being strong. It's a lot of things. It's a lot of things in that sentence. When you try to come for me, I keep on flourishing. Yeah. Yeah. So, huh. Alright, so since we've talked about the lyrics now, we're gonna talk about the vocals. My favorite subject. Alright, so, Ariana. I love saying her name. I don't know why. The vocals, based on her last single from that album, the last single, The Light Is Coming, that is a really, really huge difference between The Light Is Coming and God Is a Woman, because God Is a Woman is vocally stronger than The Light Is Coming, because basically all you hear in The Light Is Coming is her just half talking, half singing, and basically not using her range at all. I mean, her range is something more, you know, it's worth more than that. But in The Light Is Coming, she rarely even uses it in that song, because yeah, you're trying to attract to more people who like trap music into you. Well, you don't have to limit your range in order to do all that. So, Ariana did the right thing in God Is a Woman. She did not limit her range in one register. No, she didn't. She excelled in, and I don't know. It's a song that I've first listened, I was sort of, yeah, it's okay, but I do like the way the guitars sound at the beginning because of the Leslie Speaker guitars, and I thought that was a real nice touch. But then, you know, I mean, and I'll mention the video later on. Anyway, yes, so the vocals, I liked how, yeah, I mean, comparing to The Light Is Coming, in God Is a Woman, she does not limit herself in one range, I don't think. Did I just do a trap music? Yeah. Oh God. I should be stopped. Okay, but anyway, I keep distracting myself. Anyway, all right. So Ariana is, her voice in that song really does her a lot of favors in that song, because she's I don't know how to describe it. I think she, pretty much, see, this is where it gets hard for me to describe things. Let's see. So, her range in that song, like I said many times before, has, you know how back in her earliest days of her career, right around the same time as Sam and Cat, maybe, I mean, she used to do a really good whistle register, and she tried, like Mariah Carey high-pitched vocals. But it's gotten to where now she does, like, these falsetto, really, those, whoo! You know, that thing. I don't know. That's not the best Ariana Grande impression I could do. Because, alas, I'm an alto. Womp, womp, womp. But no, it's just like, that's what she does a lot, is those woo things. And I thought that was really cute, but No, it's not cute, but I think it's like, wow. She. That's one of her trademarks, is not only the ponytail, but the high notes. Her voice is just as high as her hair. Yes. Or no, her voice is as high as her ponytail. Yeah. Okay, so I don't know why I'm clapping. Yeah, bum. No. Yeah, and oh, I love and how near the end of the song, where it's just like a choir of a bunch of Arianas. God is a woman. That the ending of it. That's oh, when the harmonies come in, and it's just like it's like a choir of Arianas everywhere. And it's just oh, that sent chills. That's the moment that sent chills. Not only the woo thing. I can't do that high note. Leave it to Ariana to do that high note. Because I am just I really have no idea how she does it. I can't do that high note. But anyway, yeah. But no. I'm telling you, the harmonies when they kick in near the end, chill bumps all over my arms. I mean, it is so. That's one of the crowning moments of that song I really like. So the video, I've watched it about a few days ago, for the first time. And okay, we're gonna talk about something about in the middle of the song, in the middle of the video where a bunch of prairie dogs just pop out of the holes and go like, I don't know whose idea was that, but that was the most random part of the video I've ever seen. I mean, oh my God, what's up with the groundhogs or the prairie? No, they're not groundhogs, they're prairie dogs. Okay, there is a difference. Is there? Oh God, I am so dumb. All right, anyway. But the video was very epic, I should say. And I mean, Ariana being in the center of the galaxy, Ariana just like there were so many parts of that video I would say are my favorite. But I think my favorite part of that video was the part where she's carrying a big old sledgehammer. Not a sledgehammer, but it was like a hammer like you see Thor using. And there was this there was this part where it was like a paraphrasing of it was a paraphrasing from Samuel L. Jackson's monologue from Pulp Fiction. And it goes as so. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my sisters. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. And then she just winks at the camera and just throws the hammer into the glass ceiling, and it just goes like, psh! It's awesome. It's so awesome. But then I realized, though, you know how I thought Ariana did that voice in that video, because I knew that she would be pretty good with doing voices and stuff like that. I was so wrong. I was so wrong. I realize now that Madonna did the voiceover for that part, that speech, and Ariana was lip syncing to it, and I was just like, wait, Madonna? Madonna? Wow, I did not even know that. The more you know. Yeah, of course. That's the most I've ever sang in a song rant, I think. I don't really know. But anyway, yeah. But If you listen to that song, if you're not a big, if you're not a really big fan of trap music, I'm not either. But, you know, it's like, no, it's not basically trap. Well, yeah, it is, but it's mixed with pop music. If you're not a real big fan of it, not, well, just as much as I'm not a big fan of it, but if you're there for the vocals, listen to it. Because it's Ariana Grande, man. Ariana Grande, I mean, yeah, she may be talked about too much, but there's a reason why she's been talked about too much, because she can sing, she can really, really sing, and so the bottom line is, God is a Woman is pretty amazing for a music genre that I don't really care for, but Ariana Grande made me like it a little bit. Just a little bit. I'm still gonna stay true to my progressive rock and classic rock roots, but that was just that one time I branched out, okay? Okay, so basically, it's, I don't know, that song, it kind of opened my mind a little bit. You know, that's all I'm saying. Okay, so, yeah, I think I've ranted enough, and, yeah, but to sum it all down, God is a Woman is a pretty good song, even more amazing video, the vocals are A+, and, yeah. So, without further ado, Tarkus Trooper signing out.